great waste and recycling calendars.
That's right, Lee. Now, they're now available to download from our website for the 2021-22 year. But they've also hit the mailboxes this week, so most of the ratepayers would have that in their little mailboxes this week.
We'll keep our eye on the mailboxes.
Keep your eye on the mailboxes.
And hoping that I don't get drenched from the rain that we've had.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully you've got a good mailbox.
Hopefully it goes to a PO box as well, where mine goes.
Now, so you ought to bring to attention a few recycling reminders.
Yeah, I certainly do, Lee. So a lot of people ask about this. Now, recycling is collected fortnightly, and of course we've got a lot of new people coming in to our city as well, Lee, so they're not quite aware of what's going on. But it is the same day as your waste gets collected, so you just need to make sure as well, Lee, that you have a good gap between the bins, because I don't know if you've seen the arms of the trucks, but they're quite big and they need a bit of room to pick up each bin. So just make sure you leave enough room. And of course, you can remind or familiarise yourself, Lee, with the do's and don'ts of curbside recycling. It's all available on our website. And we've also got the A to Z list of recyclables on the website as well. So if you're not sure, you can go on there and have a look and see what you can recycle.
I always think that the chap that drives those buses does a great job, because
he really does.
Well, the street we're in up at Haven View in Park Street is very narrow, very tight. So if you've got two cars on both sides of the road there, it doesn't give much space. So I'm pleased you did bring that to our attention.
That's exactly right.
And it wouldn't be the only street around the area.
Yeah, because and it does get quite squishy, and people do put their bins close together.
And if yours is today, if your bin delivery is today, say for example, we are going to get quite a substantial amount of wind, so it does tend to blow the bins around a little bit, so you've got to be careful.
Quite often you do see them on the road, Lee. I normally stop and just pick them up and put them back on the footpath. So if that does happen, and you know, if it is a safety hazard on the road, just stop your car, you know, put it back on the curbside and keep going.
Bit of common
sense. It's a nice thing to do, yep.
Right, what about viewing Council's 2021-2022 budget?
Yeah, the budget. We all love a budget, Lee. Now, the Council officially adopted its 2021-22 annual plan and budget estimates at its July meeting. Now, the annual plan and budget estimates presents Council's agreed directionally in terms of its annual plan, the budget estimates, rates resolution and fees and charges as well. And the next 18 months will see us transition into a new service delivery, Lee, of course, with the model for the Arts and Culture Centre in Burnie, underpinned, of course, Lee, by the development of the new cultural centre.
So I guess you are modernising the council in so many ways.
Yeah, we certainly are, Lee, and that goes as well with our events, with Burnie 10 and 321 Go being organised by other organisations. And Mayor Cons has applauded all the efforts of the councillors too, Lee, which is good, in their solidarity over the past 12 months, because we've had to make some pretty brave but well-informed decisions. And, you know, I think we've made the right ones.
Children's Painting Workshops is coming up at Burnie Coastal Arts Group. Please explain.
Yes, I certainly will, Lee. Now, I love the Burnie Coastal Art Group. Now, this happens on every third Sunday of the month, Lee, at their studio. It's situated up at 211 Mount Street in Upper Burnie, right next door to my favourite bakery up there at Bake. Now, the next day, it's going to be Sunday the 22nd of August, Lee, and price is just $15 each month. And if parents would like to buy an art pack as well, they do them up for the year, and you can take them home at the end of the year as well. It's only $35. Beautiful setup up there. If you haven't been to the Burnie Coastal Art Group Gallery, absolutely sensational. Free parking as well. But for more info, of course, Lee, you can go to our website as well at allthews.burnie.net.
Comprehensive, the Burnie Coastal Art Group with the children's painting workshops. That's fantastic.
It's a really beautiful setup up there.
And nice little coastal
up there
group.
Are just beautiful. I did a sitting for them a few months back, Lee, where they painted me, which was great, with the fig leaves.
I remember that.
I didn't have fig leaves. But, you know, and it was just wonderful. And I ended up buying all the artwork, actually. So, because they're just a beautiful bunch of ladies that really enjoy their art and wanting to teach it to the younger generation in Burnie.
You have a great day, G.
And we certainly shall. Thanks, Lee.
Might do more of the same, but only different in 7 days' time.
We certainly will. Thank you, Lee.